Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Presented by our friends at Crop Metcalf, they are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? You just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cakes Auville, and Jason Bishop. Got a bunch of guests joining us here in the final 2 hours of the show. Alan May will join us coming up in 20 minutes. He, of course, is a Caps analyst for NBC Sports Washington. It's a Wednesday, which means at 9 o'clock we'll connect with Mike Rizzo, the Nationals GM and president of baseball ops. We talked about them losing yesterday and generating just one run in five games. They have one game where they've scored nine, and in the other four they've scored five. So they've had some offensive issues. We'll talk to Mike Rizzo about that coming up at 9 o'clock. And then at 9:40 we'll connect with Max Major, mentalist magician who advanced on America's Got Talent last night. So we're excited for Max. We'll talk
I just showed the clip of Max last night on AGT to my wife and daughter. They were blown away.
What?
Just relax.
He's using a printer or something.
It's magic.
It's magic paper.
I'm just telling you. They were blown away. I don't know why Simon was blown away.
Evil turn, EB. You used to talk for days about David Blaine and how he could actually levitate. And, I mean, you were all in on that.
Yeah, you tell Max when he's on the show. You tell him you're not that impressed because you're just using a magic printer.
Skeptic.
Magic paper. No, I actually love Max Major.
I do too. Don't get
it twisted. But this one I just have figured out. This trick. Because he did it with us when he came in. He predicted the score of the friggin' playoff game. And he had, like, the MVP. I mean, he had it all in there.
If you figured it out, why don't you do it right now? Let's get
because
it on
board. I don't have the magic paper. If I had the friggin' magic paper, I'd have my assistant under the table scribbling all the answers, too.
Well, we'll talk to him at 9:40. We're excited. Of course, he's been on the show a bunch of times for years, and he's moving on America's Got Talent.
Right I hope now, he wins though, the whole thing. And, in fact, I think he could win it. I haven't seen any of the other acts. Are they any good? I fast-forwarded through all the other acts.
Yeah. That's all I do.
I DVR'd it. You think I watched those other half
acts? I didn't watch any of the other ones.
I mean, what typically wins? They have another ventriloquist or anything? Like, what wins on
they've had 15 of them, so I don't know. Isn't this season number 15?
I don't know.
I think Max's biggest competition is another magician.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So Max isn't the only, like...
What's the other magician?
I don't know. He made some guy make a cookie appear in some guy's hand.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was kind of silly.
What kind of cookie?
Chocolate I think it was a chocolate chip.
One appear in my hand right now. Be butt-sized.
Have you seen the kid? She's probably 12, 13, who can... She's so flexible, she can pretty much kiss her own butt.
Really? I've not seen that, no.
Don't teach Drab that trick.
It's unbelievable.
Drab's been trying that for 30 years.
Drab would love to do it.
Turns out he's just not very flexible.
Oh, this kid is so flexible, I couldn't believe. It's actually hard to watch.
He just kisses EBs.
Right. Hey,
he definitely does.
If anybody wants to kiss it, go ahead. I have a relative that can do that trick, but
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. The Morton Anderson.
That's pretty impressive. That's pretty impressive too.
We call that the Morton Anderson. In fact, there's a YouTube clip of that somewhere, I believe, of the show.
I'm looking at the winners.
Me demonstrating how I was told that's done.
How it's possible.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the winners from America's Got Talent, by the way. Season one, it looked like it was a singing group. Season two was the ventriloquist Terry Fader. Season three was an opera singer. I mean, season four looks like a country music singer. Season five, a classical singer.
Singers are boring.
Season six, another singer.
I'll tell you what, if Max keeps doing tricks to make Simon get out of his chair and give him virtual high fives, he might have a shot.
Season seven was a dog tricks act.
None of these acts have staying power. I mean,
the
you haven't heard of any of these people.
The guy got like $100 million deal.
All right, maybe Terry Fader.
Yes.
Maybe he has some staying power. But everybody else that's won, they're not superstars.
But they seem to have a leg up because I'm looking at a ventriloquist won season 10. There was a magician that won season 9.
I mean, only magicians are silly. I'm totally mesmerized by magicians.
Oh, my God, a ventriloquist won season 12. That's at least three ventriloquists.
How is ventriloquism still so big? How is it still huge in 2020?
It's comedy. They're funny.
Yeah.
They're funny with the shtick.
The voices are funny.
Throwing your voice is funny?
Yeah.
Did you ever have one three times a show?
You love to do it.
I'm sure.
Yeah, Cakes is my puppet.
Yeah. You are a ventriloquist.
That is kind of true. I do regurgitate zings from that.
Hold on. Did your mom ever, my mom bought me a doll, a ventriloquist doll.
She bought you a dummy?
Yes, I had a dummy. There were two dummies.
You had your own dummy.
Yeah, dummy running a dummy. I had a string, and I would move his mouth and throw my voice. Silly. You never had it. Would look like
God. I wish you still had it. I wish you still had it stuffed like in your garage.
Right.
That old.
You guys never had one? It looked like a Baba Booey doll or whatever. You know.
Gary puppet.
It looked like a Gary puppet.
Moth-ridden dummy with holes in it. Oh,
no, it actually looked
that.
Like a Howdy Doody or like a. What's Howdy Doody? What's Howdy Doody? Why am I?
He had like reddish hair and freckles.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, wasn't there like
from the '50s?
I'm telling you, but that's what it looked like. I'm talking about the '70s. So, wasn't that far away?
Howdy Doody.
No, it looked like an Archie.
I'll show you some Doody.
Yeah. Do you remember Archie?
I thought you didn't want to talk about it. Now you're the one bringing it up.
We're talking about Archie comics.
Yes, it looked like an
Jughead. Archie. You want to talk about Jughead and the crew?
Is that the redhead?
Archie's the redhead. Yes.
Yeah, it looked like an Archie or like a Howdy Doody or something. Yeah.
All right, we are old.
Let's open up the entertainment page. It's brought to you by Wave Soda, which is awesome, super simple, just bubbly water with a splash of real juice and a little caffeine. It's unsweetened, so no stevia or artificial sweeteners. Just a clean finish with only 2 to 6 grams of sugar. And 15 to 25 calories per can. Enter the code JUNKIES for 15% off at wavesoda.com.
Thank you, Nat and Wave Soda. I think I had three of them yesterday.
By the way,
it's also brought to you by Offenbachers. I have to just give it a plug. This is the couch you can get from them. It's a fire pit right there. We had that going last night in the 100. I was sweating my balls off, Cakes.
I'm sure you were. That looks nicer than my $60 Walmart jobber fire pit.
This? Yeah, why don't you get one? Now, this was actually done by Long Fence, the actual fire pit.
Ah.
But my fire pit table is over there, and I'm going to fire that up a little later. And, I'll show you how that works.
What, do you have 100 fire pits in your backyard?
I got two.
Well, he spent enough.
I will say
it looks big. Like the whole area looks big.
Well, what's funny, Jason, is it's a small space, and it was like dumpy, and so that's why we never used the backyard.
Right.
But right before the pandemic hit, I figured, you know, like I was doing the same logic I did with Lurch. I figured, you know, I got maybe 15. If I'm lucky, 15 years left, might as well enjoy it.
Yeah.
And so let's use that space instead of just closing my blinds all the time and not looking at the backyard. Let's use it. And so we did it, and I'm really happy we did. I highly encourage it, especially now where everybody's like meeting people outside. Turn your backyard into a silly living room. It's silly. All right. The Emmys, their nominations came out yesterday, and I guess it's a big deal, Cakes. Let me see here.
Cakes would vote for Dexter, even though it came out 4 or 5 years ago.
I would do all the votes for Dexter. On season 5 now. I'm just mowing through episodes.
Apparently Netflix took care of business. They got 160 nominations, which is just unbelievable. Ozark and Succession both got 18 nominations, Kate.
Now, Succession is an HBO show or Showtime, right?
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. HBO. Succession, yeah. And then Amazon's The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel got 20 nominations
Maisel.
In the comedy category.
Maisel. Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
I watched some of that with my wife,
Maisel?
And I was out on it after
yeah,
a while.
Yeah, it's Maisel.
Do you like it, Kix?
I like it. It's pretty good. Yeah. It does
Why?
Entertain me.
What's it about?
It's about a woman, I'm guessing it's the late 50s, early 60s, who is trying to make it as a comedian in New York City. It's pretty good.
It's great acting.
All right, I won't go through all of
that
the
sounded
different...
sarcastic.
No, no, I think it's actually a really sharp show.
It's well like done.
It? Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's not for you, though, Jason. You would
I won't
not
go
like
through
it.
All of the different categories, obviously. But for best drama series, so you had JP Loves This Show. I watched a little of it years ago. But Better Call Saul.
Yeah, but
Crown.
I'm kind of out on that. I watched the first couple of seasons and I bailed.
Any of you guys watch The Crown?
No.
I watched the first season or first two seasons.
You
Sorry,
do.
You wouldn't like it.
Sounds very
yeah.
British.
Yeah, oh, it is very British. It's about the British monarchy.
So British.
Oh, it's terrible. So boring.
Yeah, I'm out. The Handmaid's Tale. I sounds like I'm out on
it's
that.
It's very
too.
Futuristic sci-fi.
Oh,
you
so
would not,
out.
You'd not be sized.
Killing Eve. That's on BBC. I don't do
with
BBC.
With the chick from Grey's Anatomy.
The Mandalorian. Oh. Just take a gun and just put it in my mouth. I'm out on that. That's
you don't
Disney
like Boba Fett? You
yeah, I don't like even know.
Intergalactic bounty hunters?
Yeah.
I like bounties.
I'm
I do
out.
Like trying to get bounties at MGM National Harbor.
I do like Ozark, although I thought the third season was overhyped way too much with the brother. It was gross.
Uncle Ben, you weren't.
Yeah, I'm not an Uncle Ben guy.
I actually didn't hate Uncle Ben.
They wasted.
I thought
the
he
whole,
was good, actually.
He was a good actor, but it was just like, I didn't care about his, you know, him and his bipolar.
I love when he pummeled the guy outside and he threw the phone. Remember, he was a substitute teacher and he pummeled the guy outside.
Yeah, that was like the opening scene. It doesn't matter. It's fine because he wound up in a body bag.
He's a little high strung.
He did, but I had to watch freaking 8 episodes of it or whatever.
What about
it was.
The weird scenes with the kid and the old bag? They were like a couple.
Oh, yeah, Darlene. Yeah.
Darlene and the, yeah, and the girl's brother. Or whatever
yes,
they are.
Or cousins.
I think they're cousins.
Also known as Drab's favorite scenes in Ozark. With the wide
he
age
likes
gap.
The reverse cakes.
He's fine with any sort of 50-year
well,
age gap.
Plus he likes like he likes incest. So.
He does. I mean, he's already said that many
scripted
times.
Incest.
Yes. Right. I mean, like simulated. Yeah. Hello.
Right.
Didn't Bodhi walk in with you, walk into
yes,
your
that's
hotel room?
Yes, that's been addressed many times.
What happened again?
Bodhi.
Is this when he passed out with the pizza and he naked and the porno arms running?
No, there was no pizza.
Right. I thought there was like pizza
yeah,
in your chest.
Clear that part up. Nope. Yeah.
Where'd you get pizza?
Okay, clear it up because it's been a while, Drab. Give us the nitty gritty.
Hey, we're in Vegas. I let Bodhi stay in my room and he was out partying all night and I had a show to get up to do the next morning or something. So I went or a flight and so. I was perusing some Literotica, and I happened to pass out in the bed with the laptop still open. And
with
probably
Literotica?
Yes.
So you didn't even have video? You had words?
Yes, I've told you this.
But who would even notice it?
I prefer slutty confessions. I've told you this.
You know what?
He noticed. He noticed because my shorts are at my ankles.
Yes. That is so
dead
awful.
Giveaway.
Dead giveaway.
You were waiting for that. I think you did that on purpose.
Yeah, Bodhi's eyes lit up when he walked
right.
in.
Right. Well, I think he was with his girlfriend at the time.
Oh, coming up next, we're going to shift gears.
I barely did it. I did one category.
Well,
of
it's your fault. You're talking about your stupid fire pit for 5 minutes.
Stupid.
It was actually more entertaining to me.
Just wait. I still got like 2 more locations I got to do the show from.
All right. Coming up next, we'll talk some Washington Capitals. They're about to get it going again in their real season with an exhibition game tonight. Alan May covers the Capitals for NBC Sports Washington. Joins us next here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. A little bit later in the show, Mike Rizzo will join us, the Nationals GM, president of baseball ops. Max Major, mentalist magician, longtime guest of the show, who advanced in America's Got Talent. He'll join us at 9:40. But right now, reconnecting with our pal Alan May, Caps analyst on NBC Sports Washington. Good morning, Alan.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. Alan, we just wanted to say our condolences to you. And, you know, we know you've been through an unimaginable thing, but we just wanted you to know that you and your family have been on our thoughts and prayers, buddy.
Well, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much. Good to be back.
Yeah. Are you in town or where are you right now?
I'm in town. I got a studio in my bedroom. I'm looking at it as I lay in my bed right now.
Nice.
And getting ready for work Monday. So happy to be back. Mm-hmm. Summer hockey's not my jam, but this year I will. I'm totally in love with it after what I saw yesterday with the first games being played.
Right,
and you just to kind of comment on your background, it looks pretty good right now. But you said you're sprucing it up. It helps to know people. It looks like you got a couple bobbleheads. You got a couple of your jerseys. What else do you have in the works?
I'm just going to show it up on Monday. I've got a painting that's going to be in the background. I will have, of all of the guys that are having to do this from ESPN, all the regionals, I think I'm going to have the best background and the best backdrop of anyone that's working out of their house. So,
nice.
By far, it's what I have is a painting being finished right now, and we're going to sell it for charity and I guess some profit too, I hope, for
what
someone.
You think it's going to be a better background than JP's, his gray stripes?
Why are you doing it on mine? By the way, when we went to the listeners' votes months ago, I won.
Well, it
winner.
Was ridiculous. There's no chance of
sour grapes, winner.
Let's do another one.
Well, I guess the listeners aren't seeing it, but the viewers of mine will vote me the number one backdrop.
Right.
So.
Right.
I've got the best at NBC right now in all the regionals, and it'll be even better as soon as I cover up my shutters in my bedroom.
Alan, I was wondering if you talked to any of the players, and if you have, what are their thoughts on experiencing the actual bubble? I mean, are they having fun in the bubble? Are they starting to get tired of it? How are they feeling about that?
They absolutely love it. The NHL has crushed all of the other leagues right now. I don't think baseball can't do it the way they're traveling. Football won't be able to do it. Basketball I don't think they put in the amount of thought that the NHL has. There was over 7,000 Zoom calls during this pandemic. And what they've done is absolutely phenomenal. They've made basically an Olympic village for the NHL players. The players are, I'm jealous. I would love to be in there right now. I think the laughter and the amount of hijinks that are going to go on in there over the next few months are going to be amazing. And I think players are going to have, the guys who go the longest will have the best, funniest time they've ever had. When I was done playing, the one thing that I did miss was laughing all the time. Mm-hmm. And the stupid things that you laugh at, there's so many things that can happen, the practical jokes, everything that goes with it. The guys are loving it right now, and I'm kind of jealous of it. I wish I was in there.
You don't think it's the same as like an esports team, do you, Alan?
Well, esports team on billionaire status, so it's unbelievable right now what they're able to do. Right. It's basically an Olympic village, and it's made for guys who make millions of dollars. So they're having a great time, and I'm sure that at some point there'll be Mr. Wives, girlfriends, their kids. But at the same time, hanging out with the guys all the time, that's what I miss the most, the laughter.
Right.
So it will be the guys are having a good time right now. The only weird thing is that they're kind of hanging out with the other team. So, you know, but right. The game has changed a lot. Not everyone's an enemy anymore like back when I played.
Alan, I heard Joe B on with Chad Dukes yesterday. It sounded like, especially in Toronto, they've done a really great job as far as like cordoning off the streets. So even though you know the players are in isolation, it sounds like they kind of have the run of at least a certain part of the town that they're isolated in, at least in Toronto.
Oh, they do. They have everything. They have restaurants that are in their bubble. They have a soccer stadium in their bubble. The guys were out there screwing around on the soccer field yesterday. They have big screens everywhere. They have common areas. And they've done everything to protect the players. They've done thousands and thousands. By the time this thing's over, it's finished, they'll have done hundreds of thousands of tests. Well, I'll say over 100,000 tests. The big high walls, they have, barriers between the players and people. And the one thing that I was worried about when this all happened was the players' privacy. And I thought it would just get to me if I was in Canada especially. And people were taking my picture all the time. And, the thing with the iPhones now, the smartphones, where everyone's holding it up, and the players, they don't have to be exposed to that right now. So the big thing is they're in a great environment. The NHL has thought of every single detail. I was on a two-hour Zoom call the other day, and the amount of things that they've thought of for everything in this environment, it's been absolutely spectacular. The players walked into their rooms, and they actually had pictures of their loved ones in their rooms on the nightstands and on the walls that the league had thought of and surprised the players with. So everything's been done, better than first rate. It's been phenomenal, and there is a website or I guess social media sites, NHL Bubble Life, and it's spectacular to watch right now everything that's going on. So they're having fun. They've thought of everything to keep the kids from going crazy. And I really like looking at everything that's going on right now.
So, Alan, is Tom Wilson the best goal scorer in the NHL? What's up with that story?
I have a feeling that there was a certain player named David Pastrnak sitting beside him having a beer.
Gotcha.
And, because they're in the same environment. All the top teams are in the better hotel in Toronto and the better hotel in Edmonton. And, the players, they're going to get to know each other. The fraternity is going to grow even more. But from what I saw yesterday, the guys are competing on the ice just as hard as they ever have, maybe a little bit harder because they haven't been able to do what they love for so long. And there's going to be a lot of great memories from this thing once again.
Are they using the same arena?
Well, there's two arenas. Edmonton is the Western Conference. Toronto is the Eastern Conference.
No, I get that. But in Toronto, they're using the same arena. Okay.
Yeah. They have practice. I believe they have practice arenas. They will take a bus to the practice arenas. Once again, everyone's being tested every day from the bus drivers, the wait staff, the hotel staff, wherever they're at. Anyone in that environment is tested every day. The temperature checks are building to building. And so as far as the games are, yesterday the games that I watched, it looked phenomenal. It actually looked like you were watching an EA Sports video game. With the amount of detail that they have in the arenas right now.
Yeah, so I'm just looking at the first games, the qualifying on Saturday. So you'll have a triple header. You got Rangers, Hurricanes, then you'll have Panthers, Islanders, and then Montreal and Pittsburgh. So you have a triple header on August 1st of the qualifying. Of course, the Caps won't play until, Monday, correct? They're going to play Tampa on Monday. Do you like this?
Yeah,
do you like this format where they're going to play the round robin for the seeding?
Yeah, the thing I like about it is the amount of thought, once again, that's gone into all of this. So the top four teams are doing a round robin, and they're playing regular season rules as far as the overtime and shootout are concerned. And how that helps is that they're the first game of the day when they get back at this, so they don't go into extended overtimes like NHL playoffs. The teams 5 through 12 that are doing the best of five playoff are playing playoff rules. So one of the things I really thought about at the start of this when I started talking to people around the NHL is that the top four teams, I go, big deal if they have games or they don't have games. It's not going to help them. But by having this round robin where the total of that plus the cumulative total of the season are factored into how they seed from 1 to 4 throughout the playoffs, and you know, it just makes some competition. It gets the guys' blood boiling, and it makes them a lot more competitive to play these games. Because in the past, we've seen the NHL players, it's the one thing I'm embarrassed of year after year is the quality of the preseason games. And this really helps the players get their intensity levels up so they're closer to being ready for game day, the real game day, the games that matter. And so right now, I do like everything that I'm seeing.
Joined by Alan May from NBC Sports Washington, talking Washington Capitals. Is there any news on the Ilya Samsonov injury that's preventing him from making the trip to the Toronto bubble? So I'm guessing it's all hopey all the time while they're in Toronto.
Well, there is news that I'm not going to talk about, but he has an injury. He won't be able to play. He doesn't have COVID. It's a legitimate physical injury. And it's concerning to his body parts. And right now, I don't really care about that injury. I think the most important thing is Braden Holtby has been the number one goalie here forever. He's won a Stanley Cup. And for me, he is, you got to run with him, ride with him. And in the past, they tried to fill in someone with him. I don't think Samsonov is ready to carry the weight of being the goaltender right now. We saw him start to falter before this pandemic shut the league down. And Holtby is absolutely spectacular. And you know, probably be his last games as a Washington Capital. But I'm looking forward to see his compete level and where he goes and what he can do with this team.
So we've been talking about Major League Baseball since they restarted. So many unknowns, Alan. I don't know if you've paid attention, but, you know, it's teams, some of the starting pitchers just don't look good. They're having injuries already. You know, defensively, the Nats look terrible. You know, just unpredictable stuff because they had so much time off. What's the biggest question mark right now for you with the Caps as they restart?
I bet goalies, huh?
Well, you know, the biggest thing to me, and you look at Major League Baseball, they didn't have a real spring training. They go through a kind of a mundane process to get ready for the season, and it's a long process, and they were cut short with all of that. And, you know, players probably didn't have the same intensity in their training. With me, with the players in NHL, I watched three NHL games yesterday. The guys have been flying. They look good. But to me, it is the team, the thing that worries me is if they want to play a fancy game, a European-style game, the Caps aren't going to go that far in the playoffs. If they play a grittier game that's not, depending on precision, they will go far. The way they won the Stanley Cup, they played a gritty, physical brand of hockey, scoring ugly. If they try to play the tic-tac-toe game, and especially without having polish on it right now, I don't think they'll go far. I believe in the players on this team. I believe that this team is legitimate to win the Stanley Cup, but they have to play the right brand of hockey. Don't overthink it. They overthought it last year in the playoffs against Carolina. They played a fancy Dan style of hockey, and it didn't work for them. They were out in seven games. They looked fatigued. They looked tired. I think you got to put your physical game on the line, a game where Tom Wilson's going to excel, Ovechkin's going to excel, Radko Gudas, all the physical players in the lineup, Nick Dowd, Hathaway, those guys have to be at the forefront of how they go far. To me, the teams that play the most physical will be the teams in the Stanley Cup championship in late September, early October.
I don't think you mentioned our new guy, Brendan Dillon. What do you think of him?
Well, he just started to come around near the end, and the coaching staff was using him properly. I think a player like Brendan, and you know, I feel bad I didn't just mention him in the physical players, but I saw him play a game against Pittsburgh in February, and he fought Malkin, which is kind of weird because Malkin doesn't fight, but he drew him into a fight, kicked his ass, and I think he has to have that attitude out there. He's always annoyed me as a player, being on the opposition, the way he plays, whether it was in Dallas, my hometown, or in San Jose, and if they let him play his brand of hockey, whoever he plays with, he can be a difference maker, and I want to see him in a Caps uniform for the next 3-4 years.
Alan, that's my guy, right? That's the guy that I ran into at the golf
course?
Yes. He's a cool dude, man. Really nice kid. I like him.
The majority of the guys are pretty cool dudes because they're just regular guys that got lucky and made the NHL.
Right.
Yep.
Alan, look forward to seeing the full backdrop with the painting, the highly anticipated painting now to complete your background. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, buddy.
Take care, guys.
Thanks
for having me. Bye-bye.
Yeah,
all right, Alan.
Alan May, Caps analyst for NBC Sports Washington. It's here. And then we're going to be hopefully on a – You know what, EB? You got space for another ring?
I do have space.
There is space there on those fingers.
By the way, speaking of, I am picking up my World Series ring today.
Dude, you're going to be blown away at how nice it is.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
Those pictures were awesome.
Some guy, as I was walking off the golf course yesterday at Laytonville, it was dark. I told you I played late. And just heard a voice. He goes, "Hey, JP, do you have your ring?" I'm going to play golf with my ring.
No, I get – yeah, people always – you know what's funny about it? People want to get their picture taken with it. That's what a lot of people want to do.
Yeah.
And then
I had a bunch of guys want to do that for the Stanley Cup ring.
Yeah. Well, in this one, you can't hide with this one. I wore this one by mistake to CVS, and I thought I was just going to get mugged.
Would it be too cheesy?
I would never wear the ring to play golf, not because it gets in the way of my golf game, but because I have a tendency to lose things at golf courses. That's why I have like
you can't
random
lose your ring.
I know
you have
it'd
to
be
take
tough,
it off.
But I have random clubs that Valdez gave me in the bag. I've got the most mismatched bag of all time.
What are we
gonna
say?
Would it be too cheesy to next time I go out to dinner somewhere to wear both rings?
It's hard to wear both. I do it on the air because it's funny.
Yeah,
but you can't do it in real life.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's hysterical to do it, like take a picture and send it to Horsey or something. But you can't.
You can't go out in public with it.
I say you bring it to Fausto's and eat your pecoraya with both rings.
All right.
Yeah.
No, in my luck, it'd fall off my hand and go right into the pasta.
I mean, it's so funny because we literally did zero
nothing.
To earn it. We did
done
nothing.
Less than nothing.
Nothing. Right. Just nothing. But I feel like a champion. When I wear it,
I think we did something. We counted out both teams, and then they turned it around.
Yeah, we were negative.
Yeah,
for like 30% of the season.
I just feel like a champion, so I put it on.
Yeah, you you went 1-0 today, EB.
Thank
you. Right
there
on the ring.
Well, it's still early, but yeah,
went 1-0.
Right. Did they? Somebody pointed out something to me. Did they say every day as one word? Let me see. I don't know. Does it say that on the inside of the ring?
What? It says fight finish. They got the baby shark, and it has the series, like 1-0 against the Brewers.
But it also says go 1-0 every day.
Yeah, right.
But it looks like one word, but that's just because they have no space.
They didn't have a lot of space.
Yeah, they didn't have a lot of space.
They jammed a lot of detail onto the ring.
I mean, I get so psyched it says.
You only did a story or two on the entertainment page, so why don't we come back? We'll revisit the entertainment page. Remember, at 9 o'clock, we got Mike Rizzo, the GM of the World Series champions. Mike Rizzo will join us at 9 o'clock. But next, we'll get back to the entertainment page here on the Junkies.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Coming up at 9 o'clock, Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, President of Baseball Ops, will join us. Nats, unfortunately, off to a 1-4 start in this 60-game season. But, of course, eight teams get into the playoffs now in the National League and eight in the American League. So, shouldn't panic at 1-4. I don't know. If you do the math, what is that, like a 2-8 start?
Yes. If you extrapolate it out, yeah.
You're doubling it, yeah.
Well, I guess it's more than double. So, it would be like a 3-11 start, maybe. Right,
because it's not good. Put it this way, yeah. It's not good. You can do the math in your head. It's not good. 1-4.
I'm scrambling over here because I'm trying to do. I want to give you a little bit of view of the fire pit table here that you can get. Highly recommend this lurch. Now you got to bear with me. I've only done this once before in my life.
Oh,
I hate these things.
Why? It's instant fire.
It's better than a match.
Why would you hate that?
I'm not good at it. All right. So
for those that are listening, because the majority of people are listening, not watching, he has.
Oh, I don't know that's
a modern
true.
Day lighter.
All right.
Can you catch all the cicadas in your backyard and put them in the fire pit?
Are those cicadas?
I don't know what they are. Crickets.
Yeah, maybe they do sound like it. Hold on. I'm going to put the microphone on here and I'm going to fire up this fire pit and hopefully it doesn't melt my computer. Hold on.
Can't believe he has a hard time with a lighter.
All right, you gotta push it in, you turn it on.
Right.
Oh, whoa!
That's quiet. That thing lights up quick.
It does.
That might light up. I mean, I don't know if this is gonna work here.
It works.
It definitely works.
Yeah, it works, but I don't.
EB has started a fire for the radio listeners.
Yes.
Eric has started a fire in his fire pit.
Is that Chuck?
All right. Hey, Drabby.
What?
That might melt my computer.
All right, we'll move it back.
All right, I'm going to do it for a little bit, and then I'll...
Oh, it's going to be so hot. Oh, my God.
So warm.
I mean, it's already 92 degrees out. It's only
71 degrees where I'm sitting. It's so good. I have a light hoodie on.
You know what?
75 in my house.
It is butt hot. I'm already starting to sweat.
Oh, yeah.
But no,
75 in your house, Jason?
It's actually 76 on the...
Oh, my goodness.
76 on the lower floor, 75 upstairs.
How much money do you think you save on a monthly basis by... You know, being a squeaker.
I'm just waiting for. I'm just waiting for my upstairs unit to blow. It's going to happen any day.
All right, let's get back to the entertainment page. What do you got,
really?
Bill?
All right. Well, let me. You know what I'm going to do then? Because I got to. I can't read my computer. It's all the way over there. I'm going to turn this.
You don't read the email anyway.
I need your
glasses. I got them all printed out, Ricky. Hold on,
Rick Shop.
Turn that off.
If you've got it printed out, why would you need the computer?
Well, I mean, printed out in terms of I opened each window.
Print it out.
You know what I mean.
Nobody prints anything in 2020.
Yeah, I'm not big on printing. We got printers
everything's
everywhere.
Everything's digital. Everything's online.
All right, there you go. I've just got this computer. I can't light it on fire. That'd be crazy. Can I hear the music, Valdez?
He's playing it. I hope you bought an Apple computer, by the way.
Can't hear it.
You can't hear that?
Very faintly. Maybe I'm just maybe my headphone jack is not all the way in.
By the way, can we also talk about the fact that wasn't EB raging against Apple like a week ago or 2 weeks ago? And then on his Twitter yesterday, he's like, "This iPad seems like a great deal."
Yeah,
you did. You
well,
hammered
then
Apple.
Somebody reminded me. I forgot that I was banning Apple, and so I'm out now. I'm out. I'm not getting it, Cakes. I just saw a silly deal. I thought for $250, like a 2-year-old model, I'll get that one. You know, I don't even know why. I just wanted to buy something.
Right.
I get sized every once in a while just to get something.
You're like my wife.
America's consumer.
Yes. Well, somebody's got to keep the economy going, Case.
Certainly.
You and my wife do.
All right. So we went through the drama series. You want to go through the comedy series? You know, I don't do comedies, Cakes.
Yeah, because comedies, hate to laugh. Laughing.
Oh, I like laughing.
It's overrated.
I don't like
not
scripted.
Many of them make me laugh, Cakes.
Exactly. I don't like scripted.
All right, I'll tell you if any of these comedies are you going to list are funny.
All right, this first one, JP pulls his pants down about all the time.
Okay.
Was funny for the first two seasons, and they just beat the same joke every episode.
How would you know if you don't watch it?
Because I've watched plenty of episodes. It's all the same thing. Larry David harping on one theme for an hour. It's just butt annoying. Curb Your Enthusiasm.
I'm sure it's butt annoying if you like to laugh.
It doesn't make
you're just not a happy person.
No, I'm happy.
You're really not. You know what talked about dying in 15 years.
Yeah, it's depressing, but I you know what? I like to laugh.
So are you depressed or are you happy? It seems like you're leaning more depressed.
I think I'm both. I was going to say, can you be 50-50?
Yeah, I think I'm both.
I think I'm with you.
Yeah, I'm very depressed sometimes, but I'm also happy when I see my kids. I'm happy, you know, to laugh, goof on, you know, Horsey in his little one-incher.
Right. Second Horsey reference in, like, the last half hour.
Yeah.
And then you actually start pondering life, and you become depressed.
Yeah. All right, so Curb Your Enthusiasm, nominated Dead to Me on Netflix. Never seen that. Cakes,
Never even heard of it.
I think I tried it. I didn't really like it.
I'm going to go with not
Christina
funny.
Applegate.
Yeah.
Oh, is it? The Good Place. I don't do network sitcoms.
Who's in The Good Place?
Is that Ted Danson?
The Good Place.
And Kristen Bell, maybe? Yeah. I'm going to say not funny. I'm going to call it not funny there.
Also about dead people. So two out of the three shows are about dead people.
I kind of like Kristen Bell. But
a hottie.
Yeah.
You love her in Frozen. You love her take in Frozen.
Does he know a character name from Frozen?
No way. Impossible.
No. Literally, the only thing I know about Kristen Bell, other than that she's married to Dax Shepard, is that she did a bit on one of those talk, like with Seacrest or one of those donks in the, on those morning shows. And she did a bit with frosting, where she was squeezing frosting out of a, it was white frosting.
Out of a tube, yeah.
It was a very sexual thing that she was doing.
Right.
And it dawned on everyone at the same time how sexual it looked. So I became a fan just from that one thing.
Gotcha.
So you got Curb and you got two dead people shows.
How shallow am I, Kate?
Not surprised.
Yeah.
So Curb and two dead people shows. Any other shows?
Insecure on HBO.
I like that a lot.
Insecure?
What's that about?
It's about an African-American woman who's kind of struggling to find her way in her career.
That's supposed to be funny.
Yeah, she's funny.
Yeah. The Kominsky Method.
But I'd say it's almost more of a drama.
Well, it's nominated for as a comedy. The Kominsky Method on Netflix. That sounds terrible.
Haven't heard of it. I mean, I've heard of Ted Kaczynski.
Right.
I haven't heard of the Kominsky Method.
It's about Frank Kaminsky. Yeah. I don't even know what team he's on now.
He was supposed
Atlanta?
To be so good, too. I kind of Milwaukee, I thought. No? Was that just a long time ago?
Couldn't have been that long ago.
Memphis?
He's not that old.
Kominsky, we're talking the big white baller from Wisconsin?
Yes. Yeah.
Last I saw, he was on the Phoenix Suns, but he might have been on eight different teams since then.
Who would know? The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel? Is that what
correct?
Called?
Yes, that
Wasn't
should
it
win.
Ivan Meisel, who
yes,
writes
but this is Maisel. It's
the
Marvelous
the same.
Mrs. Maisel. Is how it's pronounced.
And by the way, Cakes, you nailed it. He's on the Phoenix Suns.
Thank you.
He played for Charlotte for years, and now he's with Phoenix.
Right,
hey, Drabby. Can I say the name of the show? S Creek.
No,
JP's tried it, and
that.
it did not go well.
I mean,
right,
it is
so
a proper
that's on
noun
Pop
and proper
TV.
Name.
What's Pop? I've never heard of Pop TV.
It's Canadian.
It's Canadian?
Yes.
Yeah, and then What We Do in the Shadows. That's all about Lurch's Dark Life. That's on
is that Netflix? Oh,
yeah.
FX.
FX.
All right, EB, that was a great entertainment.
What are you guys let me do two
well,
things?
Well, because you spent 5 minutes on your fire pit again.
Oh, yeah. You guys got to get
you self-sabotage your own entertainment
You're
page.
Very skittish about lighting your fire table.
Self-sabotage or genius? You
coming up next, Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, president of baseball ops. He'll join us right here on The Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.